This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting this morning about today's scheduled sentencing for his former national security advisor. The president sending Michael Flynn good wishes, tweeting, quote, good luck today in court to General Michael Flynn, adding, will be interesting to see what he has to say despite the tremendous pressure that's been put on him. Flynn is set to be sentenced for lying to the FBI about contacts with a top Russian official during the presidential transition.
I think it goes without saying, it's going to be a difficult period of time for the Chicago Police Department family.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel speaking after two police officers were struck and killed by a train in the line of duty yesterday while they were investigating a report of shots fired on the city's south side. They recovered a weapon and are questioning a person of interest in the case. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
The Federal Reserve's last policy meeting of the year is getting started shortly. It will wrap up tomorrow, and when it does, it's expected they'll announce that interest rates will be raised again. President Trump tweeting this morning about that, saying, quote, I hope the people at the Fed will read today's Wall Street Journal editorial before they make another mistake. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley wrapping up her term as she's leaving at the end of the year. She says that the U.S. can have a good relationship with Russia again, despite its meddling in U.S. elections in 2016, but it has to communicate its expectations.
Our goal is to hopefully have them be a friend more days than they're a foe, but it's not going to be because we're being soft on them. It's going to be because they want the relationship back and they are starting to act better.
She was speaking on Fox News' Hannity. Housing starts increasing nationwide, up 3.2% last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former head of the Bureau answering questions again for Republicans. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
James Comey, the former FBI director, back on Capitol Hill testifying for almost 6 hours at a hearing before House Republicans behind closed doors. Comey takes the opportunity at a news conference to rail against President Trump, Republicans, and Fox News. Topics at the hearing reportedly include the Steele dossier, Mike Flynn, and Hillary Clinton's emails, Ohio Congressman Republican Jim Jordan.
You can just go to last week where he said he got away with not following the rules when they interviewed Mike Flynn, got away with not actually allowing Mike Flynn to have, I think, his constitutional rights when the FBI interviewed him. And there's a host of other things that he did that just weren't consistent with how you're supposed to do things.
A federal appeals court's being asked to overturn a judge's ruling that blocked Mississippi's newest abortion law from being enforced. The state's appealing the decision that declared the law unconstitutional. It would ban most abortions after 15 weeks. The governor, Phil Bryant, signing the law in March, but a district judge prevented it from taking effect. And astronomers say a newly discovered dwarf planet is the most far-out object in the solar system, literally. In fact, scientists have dubbed the object Far Out because it's more than 100 times farther from the sun than the Earth is. We're Far Out Online. Check out our website. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Turn it up. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Tom Rogan joins us now, commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, senior fellow with the Steamboat Institute. He moderates the McLaughlin Group. He was educated in the United Kingdom. He is a U.S. citizen, and with his degree, he got a British accent. I mean, that's wonderful that you got a British accent with a degree. That's awesome.
Well, it's a great combination. You know, I grew up in the UK, so I have that
right.
Sort of a supporting element, I suppose. It's a good thing to help get me on American television. So that's
I'll tell you, it helps to have a balanced perspective, especially with what we're seeing right now coming on out of England with Theresa May trying to save her political life here. And you and I talked about this long ago, when she was going to be the one to carry the day for Brexit.
Yes, and, you know, it's obviously a very challenging situation for her at the moment. We should know in the next, few weeks about her long-term political future. Mm-hmm. It's likely she won't stand in the next Conservative general election as the Conservative leader in the next election, which is in 2022. Mm. But certainly the challenge that she faces at the moment is trying to unify a divided party, the British equivalent of the Republican Party, around the Brexit plan that she has come back from the European Union with, and beyond unifying the party, unifying or at least getting enough votes in the parliament to get that deal through.
Did you think it was a bit of an overreach on her part to come and try and sell something that, clearly the conservatives there after the vote were really, I guess, inspired to say, okay, hey, this is the right thing, let's do it. I don't think that they were closed off to any kind of compromise, but I thought that what she was offering was a bit of an overreach, don't you?
Well, you know, she had to, her interest was in putting a deal on the table that could unify the country in support of her vision for what Brexit should be. But she was limited by the fact that the European Union would essentially be playing hardball with her and any other prime minister who was trying to negotiate this deal. And the European Union is doing that because largely they want to make it clear to other nations
exactly.
In the European Union that have movements that would wish to leave, that the costs of doing so to their economy, society, etc., are higher than any feasible benefits. And so that political interest for the European Union is in fundamental contradiction with the British interest in getting a deal that is actually good. And it goes so far as to even say that actually the European Union, at least in the short term, is hurting itself by this kind of deal. But they're willing to take on that pain, I think, because in the longer term, they want to serve that message that the European project, because that's what it is, it's an intent, at least by the elites in the European Union, who are the majority by far, the French and the Germans in particular, to create a United States of Europe. And so they want to ensure that the form formal arrangements of the European Union in terms of its member state collective are maintained.
So what happens if she works this out and England comes out better as a result of it? What kind of impact does that have on the EU and the member nations?
Well, the question is, does this deal get through Parliament? But the impact on EU nations of this deal coming through would be, you know, pretty good for them. I think the best deal Britain could get. But if it doesn't get through, then we're moving towards what is termed a no-deal Brexit, which would essentially mean that at the end of March next year, when Britain leaves the European Union, there are no trading border arrangements in place, and those arrangements revert to standard World Trade Organization rules and, you know, a denial of relative freedom of movement in terms of through ports and things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, you write this morning that, you know, in looking at the Strasbourg attack, you say this is a bigger deal than we're considering right now. Break it down for our audience.
Well, I think that the takeaways here are the fact that this individual was able to access at least a semi-automatic rifle, probably a Kalashnikov AK-47 variant. Grenades were found in his apartment. So that's the first thing. How did he get access to those firearms and weapons? That is not as easy in France as it might appear to be. There are more relaxed gun laws in France than in the UK, for example. But if you're on a terrorism watch list, it's hard to get access to those materials. And he was on the watch list. So that speaks to the potential of a broader network supporting him. I think the second point is that in terms of the way in which he is believed to have become radicalized, which is through prison, he joined the sort of became affected by Islamic extremist sentiment while in prison. That's a broader point because that's a big issue under the surface in Belgium, France, and Germany. The problem is that you have these young men going into prison for robbery, whatever it might be. It was robbery in his case. And while they're in there, instead of joining the kind of gang that we might correlate with an American prison, which is built on, you know, criminality and pursuit of money, they join gangs that are built on effectively Islamic extremism in the pursuit of the advancement of that ideology, sometimes through violence that we have seen in this case.
Exactly.
So this is the ingredient. It does not make sense for a nation state. A lot of people talk about immigration in terms of a driving force of extremism in Europe, and to some degree that is true, but a far, far larger problem is individuals going to prison and being radicalized there.
Right.
And then in the final instance, the fact that this was an attack on a Christmas market is concerning in the sense that ISIS in particular have long preferenced Christmas-style attacks on urban environments. It's been a recurring theme in their plots, including in plots that were defeated. So it does raise the concern, which is why I think you see the French raising the alert level that possibly other individuals as part of a broader network might be involved here. They might not be, but again, that does stand out.
Well, Tom, I know this is a little bit after the fact, but you know, Ramadan was a record killing season again. I mean, this is all part and parcel of their philosophy is, you know, it's a celebration of death. And they go out executing bodies. And, you know, the numbers I was just reading the other day, again, surpassed last year's numbers.
Well, yes. I mean, for ISIS and Al-Qaeda, certainly the fringe elements of political Islam, it is a opportunity to use holy holidays, whether Christian or Islamic, is an opportunity to, as they say, purify unbelievers or betrayers of the faith. You know, of course, one of the things that I do come back to here and think it is important is that our ability to infiltrate these groups, certainly ISIS in the Middle East, is dependent on our own, you know, Muslim American or, you know, British Muslim citizens. I mean, the British Pakistani community in the UK is a core driver for infiltration of Islamic extremist groups there. So funding source. Saudis, actually, which is one of the reasons I've been more sympathetic to Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, than some people have been over this Khashoggi killing.
Well, tell you what, we got to go a quick pause. Yeah. Let's pick it up when we come back. More from Todd Morongit after this. Okay.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez live.
Now I'm just a beggar.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Tom Rogan continues with his commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Tom, before the break, right at the edge of it, you were just talking about MBS and the Khashoggi killing, and that you said you were more sympathetic to MBS than the general consensus in D.C. Tell us about that.
Yes, because I think in the long term, Mohammed bin Salman, for all his malfeasant behavior in terms of the killing of Khashoggi and in other areas, unpredictability, the conduct of the Yemen war, his political reform process program at home, which is ultimately designed to preserve the power of the House of Saud, his sort of dynasty. It is also designed to dilute the appeal of Islamic extremism, to create a modern economy that allows a very young population there. And obviously with the oil money, which is declining, there is a need to diversify there. So one of the reasons, to put it simply, that I'm supportive of him more than some people are, is that I think those reforms are really necessary to remove the ingredients both in the present for funding of terrorism and in the long term, the ingredients of terrorism, disenfranchisement in society, which drives people into the hands of extremist clerics and ideology.
And speaking of those extremists, you also talk about, you know, the mass graves being a telltale sign here that ISIS spends most of its time and energy killing fellow Muslims.
Yes, and, you know, this is a very important point in the sense that we do have a challenge in the manner of, you know, what ISIS is doing, particularly to Muslims. And this is a repeating facet of ISIS action, both against Shia Muslims, but in this case, in the article I referenced, or I wrote, Sunni Muslims, the same kind of tribes, the same tribes indeed, that helped the U.S. turn the tide against al-Qaeda in Iraq in 2006-07. So it's important to remember that this is not a, you know, unitary Muslim group that is doing some kind of warped resistance thing. It is a dictatorial or a tyrannical group, both in structure, organization, and intent, that is designed towards purifying, again, the world of anyone and every ideology that does not kneel to its own. And you know, they're very, very unpleasant people by that combination of you know, ideology, intent, and action.
Exactly. Well, Tom, I want to come back domestically for a moment here, and the scene in the White House yesterday, which, in my humble opinion, I thought was quite brilliant, that President Trump held the media right there to kind of hear a tit-for-tat back and forth between Schumer, Pelosi, and the president, but mostly the president, regarding the fight over the border wall. What did you make of that?
Well, I think that the, you know, I had a piece yesterday in which I suggested that it was a effectively a, I guess the best way to put it was, you know, a great portrait of American politics in 2018. I think, you know, look, it was about theatrics. It wasn't about deal-making ultimately. But the idea of more, I think, media visibility to these meetings as a principle is potentially a good one. Mm-hmm. And I think it certainly served the president's interest to do it in that way. And I don't really know what Nancy Pelosi was thinking when she went into that meeting, thinking that it would necessarily be behind closed doors. Right. But look, you know, there's nothing, some of the people who said it was so terrible, I disagree with that, because I think, you know, this is democracy, and it's theatrical, and it's designed to win votes, and sometimes it's absurd, but, you know, there was jostling there, but it was, I mean, this is politics in 2018. It's something, and at least it's not sort of name-calling and some of the more pernicious things we see. They were in a room, and right. You saw that from Chuck Schumer. He was laughing a bit. Mike Pence looked to be asleep for most of the interview. So it was, Nancy Pelosi was the only one who really didn't seem to be enjoying herself.
Well, no, and of course she had to come in afterwards and, you know, again, throw the gender card out. I guess that's her only argument. Let's talk about, you know, oh, it's somebody's manhood. You know, God forbid that anybody would say anything about her, her feminism, because then, you know, they'd get hit with a hashtag or something. But, you know, it's hypocrisy runs deep there in D.C., no doubt about it. And, again, Donald Trump being the exposing agent that he is, continues to take you behind the scenes of the sausage-making process.
Yes.
It was a bit entertaining. I took it. I'm sorry. I just was entertained by it.
Yeah, no. It was, you know, it was a silly but you know, somewhat amusing thing. You can understand why he did it for his political reasons. Mm-hmm. But as you say, I think she made a mistake. by trying to change the conversation into identity politics away from immigration, which is the issue that he is going to be identified with.
Yeah, it's like, look, here's your chance to, you know, tell your story, come up with your ideas. Is this do the Democrats see this as a real problem? A majority of Americans, over 60%, see this as a real problem. You know, what are your ideas to solve it instead of making it into a political football and let's kick it back and forth? I mean, that's what got us into this mess to begin with. I wanted to transition over to Michael Cohen. He was just sentenced to 3 years in prison. People are all going schizoid over that, wondering, oh, gosh, you know, what's the big reveal here? Is this going to be the toppling of Donald Trump? Democrats are already talking about him spending time in jail once he leaves office, and on the hyperbole continues. And meanwhile, we're waiting on Mueller and then some side stories about, oh, yeah, those Clinton emails. You know, but those aren't coming from Mueller. That's coming from somebody else altogether.
Yes, I mean, the Clinton Foundation, I think, investigation continues to rumble on quite quietly. But, you know, with Michael Cohen, I mean, his value to any kind of prosecution against the president's inner circle would be defined by, it would have to be corroborated by forensic material, which is to say emails, you know, phone conversations that were recorded, et cetera, et cetera. As a witness on the stand, he has no credibility because of his repeated lying.
Right.
And that's not a you know, a partisan point to make. It's simple legal. You know, any lawyer would tell you that.
Exactly.
Credibility on the stand, absent, you know, forensic linking points in terms of emails. I mean, that's, for example, why Gates, Manafort's business partner, was useful. I mean, he had been a repeated liar, but he had also, what he said could be linked to documentation in terms of money flows, etc. That was his value. Absent that documentation, he would have had no value, and he would not have got the plea deal he got. But in Michael Cohen's case, you know, if it's a campaign finance thing that is targeting senior people, you know, that alone might be enough. But of course, as the debate we've been seeing play out over the last few days suggests that getting Trump in on that, even if there are linking points, I suspect would not be enough to see him impeached. I think it would be based on precedent as well. I mean, we've talked, you know, John Edwards, yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, exactly. Well, the numbers don't substantiate it, and it doesn't take a math genius to figure this out. And what are you going to do, waste 2 years here? Or are you going to demonstrate to the people that you can legislate and, you know, over-investigate when we've got serious problems, whether it has to do with immigration, continued job creation, and the economy? What are you going to bring to the dance to help America on those fronts, not to mention our international posture as well?
Yeah, and I think you see this in the tensions now playing out in the new Democratic caucus, in the sense that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer would prefer to take the line of legislating, show that they can legislate at least on some issues. I think they, you know, sense a lot of opportunity on the idea of an infrastructure program that, quite frankly, would be, you know, more deferential to their interests than traditional conservative notions of interest. But the problem they face is that they also have, you know, individuals like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who are
exactly
pushing very hard for a more, for a sort of weaponized focus on President Trump, and the Democratic donor base, who a lot of who want to see Trump taken on in that regard. I think about the influence of Tom Steyer there, for example.
Yes,
so
exactly.
It's the balancing of these interests, and the Democrats are going to find it hard, I think, to unify around a common approach.
Well, Tom, we appreciate your insight as always. Thank you for your time. Tom Rogan, commentary writer for the Washington Examiner on Bill Martinez Live. Happy holidays to you, Tom. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Happy holidays, Bill. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. The holiday season often means many extra purchases. Gifts, entertainment, and decorations can quickly add up to a costly season of spending. For families already struggling financially, Amazon offers a way to save. Financial expert Eva Macias suggests this savings tip.
To save money and time this holiday season, take advantage of the low prices, convenient shipping options, and free entertainment provided by Amazon Prime membership. Prime is accessible to everyone. In fact, EBT cardholders or Medicaid recipients can get all of the benefits of Prime for a discounted price of $5.99 per month. The majority of U.S. Prime members have access to free one-day delivery or faster, while all receive the best in entertainment with Prime Video, Prime Music, and Prime Reading, all of which will help you entertain guests and kids throughout the season.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting this morning about today's scheduled sentencing for his former national security advisor. The president sending Michael Flynn good wishes, tweeting, quote, good luck today in court to General Michael Flynn, adding, will be interesting to see what he has to say despite the tremendous pressure that's been put on him. Flynn is set to be sentenced for lying to the FBI about contacts with a top Russian official during the presidential transition.
I think it goes without saying, it's going to be a difficult period of time for the Chicago Police Department family.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel speaking after two police officers were struck and killed by a train in the line of duty yesterday while they were investigating a report of shots fired on the city's south side. They recovered a weapon and are questioning a person of interest in the case. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you ready to cheer it up? All right. It is season. Yes, it is the season. Tom Douglas is with us, chef, restaurant owner, and three-time James Beard Award recipient. Featured on the Food Network, PBS, CBS, and other networks and programs. A little background here for you. A memorable holiday party can take weeks of coordinating. After you finalize your guest list and playlist, it's time to plan the menu, right? Well, if you want to throw the quintessential holiday gathering that's going to stand out from the crowd, you need to offer guests food and drinks that'll complement each other, be easy to assemble, and keep you in the party and out of the kitchen. That means offering options for every diet, keeping prepared food fresh and hot, and tasting wines in advance. I know it sounds daunting, but help is here. This is why the chef, Tom Douglas, is in the house with us today. Tom, how are you?
Fine. You just described my entire job.
No, hey, come on. I doubt it. You're so brilliant. I mean, and plus, you're going to be talking about one of my favorite wineries, Chateau Saint-Michel. I love that winery. Why is it so special, by the way?
You know, I got to tell you, I have a farm in the same valley where many of these grapes are grown. Uh-huh. Over in the Yakima Valley, and it's just the terroir. It's a beautiful area. It's high desert. Mm-hmm. The elements in the soil are tremendous. It's just a great place to grow grapes. And so that's what makes this winery so special.
Okay, well, you know, you distracted me very quickly when we start talking about wine, but let's get on with the holiday party. What's the most important element of a successful holiday party?
Well, you mentioned in your pre-chat that planning is critical. And it really is, when you think about it, part of your plan should be your menu and the beverages you're going to serve alongside of it, right? So
mm-hmm.
I have to think, I taste the wines and then use my little pea brain and come up with something that I think will match up to it. To begin, your guests are walking in the front door, you want to have a plan for them, right? You don't want just them to put their coat down and wait for you to come by with something. I like to have a beverage ready to go.
Exactly.
So I planned a little Cranberry Fizz, a sparkly wine cocktail. It's with the domain St. Michelle Brut, sparkly wine, as we said, made in the Yakima Valley area.
Uh-huh.
And it's an elegant wine. It's flavorful. And I made a little cranberry syrup to go in it. Cranberries are very popular here. Millions of tons are grown here in Washington State. And so cranberry syrup in the bottom of the glass, maybe a half ounce, a little sprinkling of cranberry bitters, easy to find at your bar stores.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to float your sparkling wine right on top of that, all the way to the brim. And then I like to garnish with whole cranberries. And for that particular wine, I chose a goat cheese fondue. And
ooh,
it's very simple, right? It's just goat cheese, cream, and sometimes you can use chives or lavender or something like that. And I simply grill bread, slice apples, and serve the fondue right away when people walk through the front door.
What a great way to get the party going, I'm telling you. Hey, you talk about tasting the wine. That's really important. You know, before you finalize the menu, you want to make sure the wine is just right and perfectly matched, right?
Exactly, exactly. So when I taste, for example, I picked the Eroica Riesling for the white wine for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think about it as sweet citrus kind of flavors, refreshing acidity, versatile with food. So I'm going to go something super savory right across from that. I'm going to make a little melted leek and potato empanada.
Mm.
One of the things I love this time of year is kind of featuring produce that is naturally great, right? So leeks and fennel are in my menu, a mix. I take the leeks and I mix them, I melt them, which is like, just like a slow cook until they kind of melt into the pan, but they don't caramelize. They don't turn brown. They're still bright and green. And then I mix those with the potatoes and cheese, put them in a little pastry crust, and voila, I have the perfect accent for my Eroica Riesling.
I'll tell you, I hope everybody's taking notes here. This is absolutely delicious, and my mouth is watering. So let's talk about some additional holiday appetizers and cocktails that are some of your favorites.
Sure. You know, it's many times in holiday parties, the apps are the entire evening, right? So they're actually dinner apps. And so the next one that I paired with the Chateau St. Michel Cabernet Sauvignon from Indian Wells, it's a little bit heavier. It's a fennel tart, caramelized fennel. And then if these are kind of dinner appetizers, I take a beautiful Wagyu strip loin. So Wagyu is a grade of meat. There's choice, there's prime, and then there's the ultimate in Wagyu. The nicer the steak, Bill, the less you have to use of it.
Yes.
It becomes more marbled and it's rich, just like the rich wine that we're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
The berry fruit flavors come out. I serve it rare right on top of my little fennel tart. And it's a luscious way to kind of continue the evening from the beautiful cranberry fizz opening to a nice, heavy, rich red.
Boy, that nice cab with that is just delicious. I can already taste it.
A little trick, Bill, is to,
okay,
you know, the Cabernet is aged in toasted oak barrels, right? So in my finish on top of my steak, I put a little smoked sea salt on top, and that is a perfect blend with the rich wine.
Now, what about our vegetarian, gluten-free guests? You know, we want to be sensitive to them. What's your suggestion?
Well, on the empanada, it's vegetarian to begin with, so that's fine. On the tart, I've made it so that the tart is flexible. The fennel tart is flexible. I can serve it without the beef on top or with a little slice of rare beef on top. So either one of those is very flexible. And if you're gluten-free, there's beautiful flowers, gluten-free flowers in the marketplace now where you just substitute that into your pastry dough. And you have great gluten-free products. Even on most of these, you could just take gluten-free bread and substitute that, make a little crostini or bruschetta with the same toppings that I have here.
Well, Tom Douglas, Seattle-based chef, is with us. He's been cooking up Pacific Northwest cuisine since 1984. You can tell he knows what he's doing, right? Opening his own restaurant, Dahlia Lounge, in 1989. For the last 30 years, he's made a name for himself alongside business partner and wife Jackie Cross, and business partner since 2006, Eric Tanaka, by opening 13 full-service restaurants, an event space, palace ballroom, a cooking school, hot stove society, and a product line including rubs, spices, and knives. Tom, you're a busy man, and we're grateful, let me tell you.
You are so right. You know, and it's such a busy time of year. You know, I always feel like everyone's busy, right? So the idea on these parties is to make them so that they're as easy for you as possible. That's where planning comes in, and then little tricks by keeping your oven on at 200 degrees so that you can have just a warming oven for all of your appetizers and refresh them right before people go to eat them, right? All night long, if your party is 3 hours, you want to be able to kind of warm your food up every half hour, every hour, so that it stays bright and cheery all throughout the evening. So the little tricks of the trade are very helpful when it comes to throwing a successful party.
Right, exactly. And as you say, you know, doing it in such a way that will keep you in the party and out of the kitchen. Because sometimes, you know, we throw a party and we're so involved in the kitchen that we really miss out on everything that was set up. Our guests love it, but we go, oh, afterwards, you know, we need therapy, you know, because we wiped ourselves out, right?
It's kind of like your wedding where you never eat the buffet that you paid for. All these guests have eaten it, right?
Exactly. So, you know, as you say, little tricks like keeping the oven warm. What else can we do, Tom?
You know, for me, let's go back to the fondue for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I like, instead of one big pot where things kind of get lost there, you know, you got 12 people dipping into your big fondue pot.
Mm-hmm.
In the marketplace, you'll find these perfect little individual-sized portions.
Oh, good idea.
Pop those around the room, mm-hmm. and then just refill them when necessary. And that way they don't get all gross and you're simply, you know, dipping with a piece of apple or dipping with a piece of toasted bread while you're drinking your champagne cocktail. It is super easy to clean them up and start again rather than a big, heavy pot of fondue with 25 people grossly going into your fondue pot.
Well, now you know what to do. We've got you covered from festive appetizers to delicious wine pairings. You're all set to impress your holiday guests with a party to remember. Tom Douglas, chef, restaurant owner, 3-time James Beard Award recipient, who's been featured on the Food Network, PBS, CBS, and other networks and programs. He's been our guest, gave us some great ideas. I hope you've been taking notes, and you have a great Christmas and enjoy your party out there. Tom, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. And if you want the recipes, just go to TomDouglas.com. It will help you out with some recipes. Or to learn more about the wine, go to StMichelle.com.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. The holidays are upon us, and while it may be the most wonderful time of the year, between decorating, finding the perfect presents, and setting the dinner table, it can also be the most expensive. But with Facebook Marketplace, you can earn extra money and find the best deals right in your neighborhood. More than 1 in 3 people on Facebook in the U.S. use Marketplace every month, making it easy to buy and sell items. Last-minute shoppers can find one-of-a-kind gifts in their local area. Bonus, no shipping required. Robin Moreno is a lifestyle expert, author, and blogger.
You can also earn extra money by selling items you no longer need. Just snap a few photos of your item, write a brief description, and name your price.
This holiday season, Marketplace is a one-stop shop to get your shopping done. For more information, visit facebook.com/marketplace. That's facebook.com/marketplace.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Faith, service, they still exist here.
No matter what comes my way, I'll let my life radiate your light now, always.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, back with you. Merry Christmas to everybody. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Bavard, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership, joins us now. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Everything's all ready for the holidays, all in order where it's supposed to be. We're breathing easy. We're enjoying the season. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, right?
Yeah, that sounds like everywhere, maybe, except for Washington.
Yeah, exactly. What, no cookies? Nothing to keep you warm? No hot toddies? Just a bunch of fussing and whatever, huh? Those knuckleheads are missing out.
Yeah, smoke-filled back rooms. I'm sure there's some hot toddies back there. But
it's a beautiful time of the season. I mean, come on, all right, already. I mean, after all, I mean, all I was missing was the cookies and hot chocolate in that Oval Office meeting there with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the president, right?
Yeah, you know, that, lots of acrimony, finger-pointing, and bickering. It's almost like a family Christmas. Can't beat it.
Exactly. But I agree with you. I thought it was a great 20 minutes. I thought it was brilliant. I know this is the thing about this president. He understands how to utilize the media, and he's always three steps ahead of the Democrats, which just frustrates the heck out of him. He's also three steps ahead of the media, which frustrates them, too, because for all these years, they've been able to control the headlines. What do you mean Donald Trump's controlling? That's not his job. That's our job, right?
No, that's exactly right. And I think President Trump put it on full display to everybody that Democrats really don't want to negotiate this public. They'd rather cut a backroom deal. You know, they'd rather trash this president publicly, and then cut a deal with him behind closed doors. And President Trump obviously isn't going to stand for that. He's going to put his money where his mouth is and say, look, if we're going to do this, you're going to be the ones blocking me. You want to shut down the government? Fine. I'm game. Let's do this.
Yeah, exactly.
People have been waiting for a Republican to have any kind of spine on this issue, and it just happens to be President Trump that does.
Well, I know for some of the Republicans, it threw them in the fetal position. What do you mean you're taking the blame? You know, we don't do that here in Washington. You know, but I think it's a calculated gamble on his part. It looks bad, especially right there. I mean, he laid it out with Nancy and Chuck Schumer on the couch going, oh, my God, how do we get out of this thing, you know?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And to be honest, if congressional Republicans had just done their job, we wouldn't be in this position.
Exactly.
But I think, you know, Trump's been asking for this wall for two straight years. I'm not sure why anyone is surprised that he's frustrated he hasn't gotten it. And he's sort of put Republicans in Congress in a position of having to support their president finally.
Right.
If every Republican votes for this wall and the Democrats are the ones that stop it, this is a Democrat shutdown. End of story. We saw this in January. We might see it again. But again, had congressional Republicans done what the president asked them to do for the past 2 years, we wouldn't be here.
Well, you imagine if they would follow the president's lead and discover that they do have a spine we might get some things done here. You know, Rachel, I mean, it's just that, look at, it certainly, with Donald Trump, it is not business as usual on the Beltway. It's a whole new management style that's come in. And look what he's been doing. I mean, it's not like Republicans got to feel like, I mean, unless their ego is so wrapped up into this, you know, like the Democrats, that they cannot see the forest through the trees to realize, look at, you've got a franchise player here in the Oval Office that's making things happen. Why not come alongside? I think to me it's an easy sell to your constituents back home, just saying, hey, look, I know you don't like the guy, but, you know, do you like his policies? And approach it from that standpoint instead of being like everybody else, you know, the establishment and the bureaucracy, the deep state, if you want to even go that far into it, and just say, look, we hate the guy no matter what.
Right. And I think a lot of Americans do like his policies, particularly when it comes to strong border enforcement. You look at the polling on this, 65% of Republicans say they don't want President Trump to compromise on this issue.
Exactly.
63% of Americans want some kind of border wall as part of a larger immigration deal. I mean, these are actually popular issues. And if Republicans weren't so wildly out of touch with their base, I think they would start to understand this. But again, you know, they're going to go along with Trump on this or they're not. And I think it'll have consequences if they don't.
Okay, so here we are. The president, we understand, is looking at other alternatives. We got lots of billions of dollars for the military. You know, somehow we're able to carve a piece out of there to come up with $5 billion in order to build the wall, because the Democrats, there's no way they're going to give this president any kind of victory, no matter what. I mean, they're willing to walk away from a DACA agreement or try to get a DACA agreement with some sort of compromised dollar amount. What do you think?
Well, I think it's now or never for everyone on this issue. I don't think Democrats are going to help President Trump at all when they take the majority in the House. So I think Republicans need to press the issue now or it's not going to get done. You know, they're talking about pushing this funding into next year and allowing the Democrats to make the decisions about our border security. That's insane to me. That's political malpractice. Why did, you know, the country give Republicans majorities if they're just going to, you know, pass the buck on to Democrats next Congress? So I think it has to be now or never. I think the negotiation point has ended. I think we need to start pushing on this issue. And Republicans only have a couple of days left to do it.
Exactly.
But this is a threshold test for them. It's now or never. They're going to carry this around for the rest of, I think, the next decade if they don't get it right this time.
Would you like to see the president hold to the $5 billion and not go into the military budget, because that's going to complicate things a little bit? We got to make sure that that is even doable, if it's allowed for him to carve out of the military and define a certain amount, you know, because of military construction, if he's got the latitude to be able to assign some of those dollars. Or does he just hold to the ground and say, look, you know, it's $5 billion. I mean, we're supposed to be $20 billion, and here we are. We're down to $5 billion. That's a huge compromise right here in and of itself. What would you be satisfied with?
Well, the $5 billion is easily recoverable from any number of domestic spending programs. So I don't think you need to go into the military funding to do that. And I think even more so when you keep in mind that what we spend on illegal immigration in this country is close to $200 billion a year.
Exactly.
What President Trump is asking for is less than 3% of that.
I'll tell you, that number is starting to hit Main Street America right between the eyes. $200 billion. This money is going to, it's no wonder people want to come into this country illegally, because if you come in legally, you're responsible for all your Medicare or, you know, medical, you're responsible for, you know, your sustenance. You come in illegally and California and these other states are opening up the coffers and we're pouring out money. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, how is that fair to the people who come into this country legally, Rachel?
Well, it's not fair, and I think that this is an underreported, anecdote. But I think when you talk to people, legal immigrants who come here, a lot of them are extremely opposed to illegal immigration because they are the ones that got in line and they, you know, waited and sometimes years to get through the system. And our legal immigration system badly needs reform. But all of this is put on hold until we can get control of our borders. You cannot have a rational discussion about legal immigration until you, you know, halt the flow of illegal immigration. And again, this isn't just for our sovereignty and safety, but it's for the safety of these people who put themselves in tremendous risk. I mean, that's why you're seeing these tragedies at the border. You know, people cross the desert for days because our policies incentivize them to do so. it's a crisis at this point, and we have to get a hold of it before we can do anything else on the legal immigration front.
You know, we talk about these tragedies, and we, of course, read this past week about that six-year-old, you know, drug across the desert, hundreds of miles, no food, no water for 7 days. I mean, this is what people are willing to do in addition to that. Rachel, can you imagine? I mean, this breaks my heart when I think about fathers giving birth control pills to their daughters as they get ready to make the journey and say, look, chances are you're going to be raped. Make sure you take these birth control pills so that you're protected. I mean, this is how absurd this has gotten. And we have to understand, as citizens here in this country, we're part of the problem. And we as citizens, we the people, have got to stand up against this bureaucracy and say enough of this. Not to mention the fact that the women, you know, some of these young girls, Rachel, I mean, they come across the border, they get involved in sex slavery. And the stories that we're hearing there, I mean, you talk about heartbreaking. And these young boys who have a future ahead of them are drug into, you know, drug cartels and they become mules. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's being created, not to mention the fact that in every state of the union, according to the Remembrance Project, there has been a murder at least of one citizen in every state of the country at the hands of an illegal immigrant.
This is madness. Underreported, you know, aspects of this that are not discussed. And I think what you're talking about is so powerful because it is a humanitarian crisis at the border. Our policies are responsible for incentivizing people to put themselves in harm's way, to put their children in harm's way. This is not what America stands for. This is not what we want. We want to incentivize legal immigration. We want to incentivize people to take careful, care with their families and with themselves. But until we are able to have this conversation and until we're able to actually, modify these policies, none of this is going to change. And so I put that squarely at the feet of these Republican majorities who promised for 8 years that they would address these issues and have spent 2 years doing the exact opposite.
Exactly.
So I understand why President Trump is frustrated. I understand why voters are frustrated. Mm-hmm. Because we expected more.
Well, Rachel, one final bit of news. I want your comment on this. Is Martha McSally, as expected, has been appointed by the Arizona government governor to take over the seat of John McCain.
I think that's going to be it's going to be an interesting day. I think people grapple with that. I know people weren't thrilled with how she ran her campaign, but I think we're excited to have another Republican up in Washington.
Yeah, without a doubt. Again, no big surprise here. I think in light of what happened in Arizona, with all the Russian collusion and stuff that's going on, we could have only hoped that maybe there would be an investigation on voter integrity and the things that were done, like in California with ballot harvesting, what was done in ballot harvesting in other states of the union. Of course, illegal in other states, legal now, one of those late night smoke room agreements that were done in California, right?
No, I think we're going to be looking into that hopefully in the next couple of months. So I think it'll be good to have her up here to weigh in.
Well, I'm right there with you. Rachel Bivard, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Thank you, Rachel. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. My pleasure.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is George Norton.